Sanders began his comments noting that the country can never fully repay veterans who have served the country. He said that most people realize more than 5,000 men and women have died in service in Iraq and Afghanistan, but don't realize that tens of thousands have returned from the war zone with traumatic injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder.
We have a moral responsibility to make sure that all of those veterans and all other veterans get the best quality health care that we can possibly provide. And I think it's fair to say that in recent years we have seen a significant improvement in VA health care throughout this country and certainly here in the state of Vermont.
The meeting in the senator's Burlington office painted a rosier picture of the VA than many recent reports, as Sanders outlined what he characterized as significant progress in dealing with problems facing veterans and the VA.
A lot of issues remaining, but I think we are making some pretty good progress. One other issue that's out there that got some press is the backlog, which is a very, very serious, unacceptable situation. General Sinchecki, as Secretary of the VA, made a promise. By the end of 2015, every claim would be processed within 125 days with 98% accuracy. We are monitoring that to make sure that that happens.
Senator Sanders noted that the VA currently is the largest integrated health care provider in the U.S., treating 6 million vets yearly at 152 medical centers and more than 900 community-based outreach clinics. Officials from the VA appeared with Sanders, and one of the concerns is that some vets may not be aware of services. White River Junction VA Medical Center Director Deborah Amdor wants to raise awareness about new and innovative services that are available.
One of them is our new model of primary care. Every veteran is assigned a primary care provider. But more important, what comes with that is an entire team. And that team really partners with the veteran to manage their health care together.
The VA is increasingly moving toward holistic care and meeting the needs of the new generation of veterans. Amdor noted that includes integrating mental health services into primary care clinics.
So a veteran who comes to primary care doesn't have to go to a separate mental health clinic. We feel that this has made a dramatic difference in terms of the stigma that is sometimes associated with mental health care and been really very important for the veterans that we care for.
White River Junction VA Medical Center Acting Chief of Primary Care, Dr. Hugh Heisinger, says clinicians recognize that many of the challenges veterans face require the help of a variety of professionals.
What we've been really trying to do in the past couple of years is make it more accessible for all our veterans. So we've expanded the number of community-based outpatient clinics so that veterans don't have to travel as far to get care. We're really expanding our telehealth services. It's really a way to provide care where people are with not really any loss of capability.
Senator Sanders is intrigued that the Veterans Administration is using some of the most progressive holistic methods available as part of comprehensive health care to focus on the patient.
Generally speaking, one thinks of the VA and the military as being kind of conservative institutions. Well, you know what? Guess what? Acupuncture is widely used. Nutrition is a very important component. And other so-called alternative health care concepts are pretty much integrated. The focus is not only on treating disease, but keeping people healthy and preventing disease.
The Veterans Administration was excluded from sequestration, and medical facilities have not been affected. The White River Junction facility serves about 25,000 vets from Vermont and the four contiguous counties in New Hampshire. Some 75,000 veterans live in the region, and Amdor says the VA is increasing outreach to encourage them to seek care at its facilities. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.